forever. Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody. Wolfie, can you say Jeffrey?
What? Say?
Say Jeffrey Self. Yeah, Jeffrey Self is the guest on today's podcast, and this is part two of our conversation. Stick around for potentially the root, no pun intended, of all my teeth problems. It's a chat with Ursula Fry. Shauna, you want to say anything?
Shiny
little freckle little crab.
Drab little crab.
I was a drab little crab once. Did you, would you
we
say
We didn't
anything?
Have a blow up. No, we, I mean, my family was pretty, we usually have like a big fight of some sort, argument.
Yeah.
Because everybody in my family is fully bipolar and I'm.
Everybody in your family is diagnosed bipolar?
No, but I'm the only one diagnosed, but none of the other ones will actually go get checked out.
Like, and you're certain? And,
yeah, like I'm actually medicated for it, but like they are all truly... Whoa. Across the board, manic, crazy people. My sister is very aware of it, but my sister doesn't want to take medication, which I get. And my dad would never even like consider thinking about it. And I think my mom's is more of like a emotional anxiety thing, and she does medicate for that sometimes. But basically always there's at some point with the drinking and the big personalities and the mania among mm-hmm. all of us, an explosion. Like the first time I brought Augie home, like we had just like the craziest fucking fight in front of him, and he had to like literally referee and put each of us in our own rooms.
No way.
Away from each other. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of cool.
It was very cool. And I think the next day everybody was like,
he's great.
He's in the family now. Yeah. yeah it was a beautiful
moment.
Well,
there moment. Was, Shauna had something like that. It was mm-hmm. like around me coming out to family mm-hmm. and there was this sort of like still, this was like 10 years ago and my parents were still kind of like not ready yeah. to share that with the family, and I was feeling like I should be time, like there's right. something happened in that realm, and I went full like everybody was yeah on yeah. them, and everyone was like crying and yelling, and Shauna was like
sure
it made me love her so
yeah.
much, and it gave, and when you can like contend with a family and like slide in and not like fall into the hysteria and be like an outside
yes.
mediator type person, but still have your partner's back. It's such
yeah, and
a
also not
thing.
Be like, okay, these people are crazy.
Yes,
like yeah, it's really beautiful. But I don't know if it's because now, I mean, Augie's been there many, many times, and it's, and we're, you know, we're far more. He's very much a part of the family in every way. But I don't know if so. I don't know if it's like his being there makes everybody not fight, but I think it. More so for me, I think I'm not having a fight because the minute I'm starting to get like prickly and triggered and like pissed off, he's like got my back and is like, let's go smoke a spliff outside or let's
yeah.
go on a walk, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's so nice.
That was really nice. So yeah, we didn't have any like big blowups or anything. I mean, like toward the end, I was getting very, very snippy, but that was it. And then like when my dad, they live like 2.5 hours away from Atlanta, and he insists on driving us to the airport instead of us renting a car, which is very nice.
2.5 hours?
But it's like he drives there. Yeah, it's like fucking crazy. And
there
and
must it be something,
by the way, it
he must
be,
like that
he does
drive.
Like it, but like also it would be
or
much quicker.
Or he's fucking Nene Leakes.
Or he's fucking Nene Leakes. And also would take much quicker if he took a freeway, but he takes back roads. It's all ridiculous. It's been going on for years.
He takes back roads? What do you mean?
He doesn't get on the main freeway. Like, it's exhausting. It's a horrible experience every time. And we booked our flight for six.
You get in and he's like, oh, fucking, back roads.
Always it's a new, it's always like, he's never done it before. And it's like, well, we could have rented a car. And, going back, our flight wasn't until 6, but he still insisted that we leave at 9 a.m. to get to the airport. Oh, and so we got there and tried to get on our earlier flight, but we didn't. But then we ended up taking the train and having like a lovely day in Atlanta.
Okay.
I don't know why am I telling you a story?
Well, I like it.
What was that? It was about something though.
Well, we were talking about blowouts.
It was just like we were, by the time we got out of the car that Monday morning of 2 weeks, it was just like, we were so ready to just like, be ourselves again. It's
yeah.
that feeling I think is the weirdest thing of like you go back, you know, in time a bit when you're with your family and you,
yeah,
you become like the, you fill the roles that you used to. And it's so strange, especially when like your new family, your life is there.
Yes.
And it was nice. It's been really nice to like get home and be like, oh yeah, now we're ourselves. And like, not that I feel like I have to change who I am around my parents, but like,
no, but just you an are added, different.
Yeah. Just there's different. Just an added thing. So yeah.
Yeah.
Holidays are hard. I'm really happy they're behind us.
I'm happy too.
I love them.
And it's not, yeah, it's equally like all the nostalgia as you gear up, like the commercials are playing
all of
and the music and you're like, I'm going to see my family.
It's gorgeous.
And then it's just like equally as
I mean, now
like,
it's like when you see a Christmas tree or like you see someone's Christmas
disgusting.
Decorations up right now. Oh my God.
Get
so
it
burn that house down. I had to take our Christmas tree down on Saturday. And for some reason I like put it off all week and, then Augie was gone and I had to do it all by myself, which was such a stupid idea on my part because it was like an 8-foot tall Christmas tree, full
what?
Live Christmas tree that we bought in November. So it was like 6 weeks dead, like truly dead and just shedding everywhere. And for some reason, so I like had to pull it out and there was still water in the thing and it went everywhere. And then I couldn't get the whole what do you call that, the stand off of it, and I was just so fucking frustrated with
you
it
just
and all the
dingle
light,
all the keys
I did and it was still stuck, something was like stuck in there, and then I couldn't get all the Christmas lights off because they were tangled, so I just like got some scissors and cut all the Christmas lights up into little teeny
Ew.
Tiny pieces like a crazy fucking person.
You're gross.
And then dragged it out and
burn you
and
on fire,
and it's now in a garbage can
what is this,
with a stand still on it, but I don't know how to get it off and the garbage comes tomorrow. And so I've typed up this note to put on it tonight that's like,
being like,
please,
I'm Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah, it's like, please take the tree. I know the stand is still on it. You're supposed to remove the stand, but I don't know how to get the stand off, and just take the tree. I will pay you. Garbage department.
So you're still the same Jeffrey of 2019.
So anyways, I mean I liked the real tree, but I want to go back to a fake
fakie?
I think
I like a little really.
Yeah. The like
Shauna was doing all sorts of
like,
Googling
oof.
Of like which one is worse for the environment.
They're all
Shauna. I mean,
terrible.
The other day she was like, what can we do for the environment? I'm like, it's all the corporations. They need to figure it out, honey.
Yeah.
Listen, toots.
Give me that plastic straw.
I'm digging a hole in the ground. I'm putting it off.
Yeah.
But we can all do something.
We can all do some things. Yeah. And I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean that.
Anyway, Christmas
topic.
Is
Christmas is over. 2020 is
over.
Here.
Fuck
we're
it.
New people.
We're new people.
Do you think setting goals? Yeah, it's good to have like a time of the year.
Yeah,
where we set
goals, but not too many goals. Like my goal for the year.
Also, don't get too. Don't be like annoyingly like think that you're a new person because
totally.
You're the same disappointing
yeah.
lump of shit.
Yeah, 100%. I still got boogers in my bed. You know,
where do you put them? Where do you put the books?
On the side of the
yeah,
mattress,
I put it
you?
Side top. Shauna doesn't know.
Do you?
I put it side top under.
Oh, she doesn't know. It's do you put it on the sheet or on the mattress?
Sheet. Yeah. I have two mattresses. I have a mattress cover and then the sheet.
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
even
yeah,
if it
yeah,
gets
yeah.
on the mattress cover, Shauna's currently washing the mattress cover. I wonder what my life would look like.
If
like
she
what
didn't
would this
exist?
House look like if she didn't exist?
Oh, you wouldn't.
Because sometimes I get annoyed because she's cleaning things. I'm like, what? I literally saw the mattress cover and I'm like, we just did this a month ago.
Yeah, no, I think it would be pretty filthy.
Everything
in there.
Would have period stains.
Oh, it would be pretty gross.
It would just be bingo dabber.
Cowboys
all over.
Shit everywhere.
Cowboy shit.
Your
with stains of
your,
my period
your
on
own
the
shit. Teeth everywhere that have fallen out.
I give thanks to the people in my life.
Do you not clean much? Because Augie
no.
is not the clean one in our house. I'm
yeah,
more of the clean one here.
I don't like to clean much. Yeah. But I'll pick up after myself, you know. Like, I don't know. She cleans so much that it's like, you know, when you kind of fit into your...
Yeah, but you guys also, you have to clean so much because you have that kid that comes over here.
That little wolf.
That little man who comes to your house and just messes everything up.
He does. He's good. He's like a really good test for Shauna because there's a part of the cleanliness for her is tied to perfectionism,
yeah.
which is not a good thing. But he tests that in a really good way where, you know, she likes things just so and he'll just like, you know...
Come
take all
like,
of his toys.
Oh, you like
dump
it like
all
that?
Strength. Yeah.
Well, what
have
if?
All this?
What if I put all of these crayons in the middle of it? He's at school today.
I'm not telling you.
Undergrad.
I'm consciously distancing myself from you.
Oh, From your son?
No, you.
Oh.
I want a portion of the podcast where I ignore you.
I think that's great.
And you try and get me back.
I would. Oh.
You know, like when you're hosting a podcast, you've always got to be like, and then that ties to this.
Oh, and it's then
like,
if you're just shut down.
Like, yeah, I just want to pull away and see how you do.
Hmm. Well, what?
Keep in mind, this is live to air.
What are you? Right. What are you?
I don't know.
What are you into?
I'm not sure.
Right now?
I don't know.
Are you watching anything?
What, like what?
What are you watching?
I'm watching you fucking sink.
You know what? There really isn't a lot to do right now. I can't find anything to watch.
Really?
Nah, I don't like anything right now.
Well, we just found out how to log into Apple, so we're going to watch The Morning Show, which your husband is in.
Well, that's great. I mean, there have been tons of great things to watch, but I've already watched them. What I'm talking about, I guess, is I need a good Housewives. I need a Vanderpump Rules.
You know what I like to do is queue up episode 6 of the comedy lineup, which is chunks of 15-minute stand-up.
Where is that?
It's on Netflix, so you could go to the comedy lineup episode 6, I believe it's 6.
Okay.
It's Sabrina Jalise is her name, and it is just to watch it over and over again.
Oh, I've seen him.
Uncover.
He's good. He's great.
He's a little aggressive for me, but...
He's very hairy.
What do you wish you were better at saying no to? This is a real good one.
What do I think? I wish I were better at saying no to my own self-sabotaging thoughts.
Ooh.
That are saying you're not enough or you're not good or that no one likes you or that you're crazy.
You are one pathetic loser.
Embarrassing. What about you?
When are you thinking this?
Constantly.
Did I trigger it when I said sink or swim, you've got to deal with this podcast?
Not really that, but
because you feel safe with me.
I feel safe with you, but I do get very triggered by
things. You constantly feel like you're not enough?
I mean, not constantly, I guess, but I get triggered
while I say
it.
This, I want to be open about the fact that every single person, this is
feels
a battle. Every person is like
totally.
Teetering
but I just,
between.
That's something I would like to be better at is saying no to like when those creepy little thoughts come in. And also
you say
and,
like,
and,
I'm going to bypass
and
that.
Getting jealous of other people, like what other people have, whether it's like,
yeah.
whether it's money, whether it's success, whether it's
a cool shirt.
Yeah, exactly. All of it. I want to be better at
Isn't
saying
it
no
funny?
To
like,
that.
I think that that's a very natural, like when I look at Wolfie and the way he approaches, like just like, he's very fresh
mm-hmm.
and just, so it's very like, what's it called? Like human.
Well, very present, obviously.
But like, you know, like prehistoric people, when people say it's like it built in us as humans.
Oh, it's like in your DNA? Or?
Yeah, just like that it's guttural is not the, but like, you know, like it's like.
Natural?
Yeah, it's very natural. Yeah, I knew that it was going to be simple. It's like very natural for humans to immediately see something and then measure it against what they have.
Yes, very much.
And like Wolfie will like, you know, see a toy and want it, especially if someone else has it.
Yeah,
he sees it, he wants it.
Totally.
Has it Ariana seven
yeah.
rings so it's cool to undo that, or it must be really hard to undo that. That means
yeah
it's
but, just so yeah it's so ingrained in us though, I guess.
But I don't really I feel like maybe this is a good tip of using social media to just do your own brags so that you watch your own story at the end of the day, but not in a way to like cycle through other people's 100%. Stories.
100%. Well, that's something I've been definitely working on. Like, I didn't look at social media really at all, except a tiny bit during the holidays, which was really nice and fresh because I wanted to be like really present when I was with my family and not be like going on Instagram and being like, oh, I wish I were in Paris for Christmas, or I wish I were doing this for Christmas, and like be like, no, I'm at
Charlotte.
I'm at my parents. Yeah. I'm at my parents' to enjoy this. And it was really helpful, but I need to get better at, because I do have to like, you know, use social media in some way for business. So like,
but like use it just to brag and be,
use it to look, yeah, to do your thing as opposed to like getting bogged down with everybody else's. But it's so hard to do that. Because you go
Jordan
on and it's
and Charles
just like,
were wearing really cool outfits in Tokyo.
Yeah, totally. 100%. And you're like, oh, I wish I were wearing cool outfits in Tokyo. But, you know, I'm not. And that's okay.
I'm just sleeping on my crinkly 19-year
cum. Sleeping on all this cum and boogers.
Okay. More 2020 projections I want to talk about. So, okay. Like, what's going to happen this year? Obviously, the planet is having so many troubles, so yeah. That's going to happen. Obviously, potentially there is war, so that's going to happen.
A thing, yeah.
Now,
what else?
What other cool things do we have to look
for? Sarah Jessica Parker's coming to Broadway.
Is she? Okay, what's that going to be?
What else is happening in the year?
I think that we're going to have a new president.
I hope.
I hope that it seems like maybe it's Bernie.
Who knows? I would like. Let's just start meditating on Bernie. I love Bernie. I would love for him to be president.
Yes.
I would love for Thomas the Tank Engine to be president. You know,
That'll really bring the country together.
Yeah, I guess actually that's maybe too far. I don't want a train as the president, but I would really like for Bernie, to be the president. Yes, I also really love Elizabeth Warren very, very much.
She would be great. I'm just saying, like, whoever is popular, let's get behind them. Let's make this happen.
Very much.
Let's do the old switcheroony.
I'm exhausted, aren't you already? Like, by just all the election
already
election
it's been
shit.
4 years
I,
of
but like well just with the election stuff I mean it's just yeah. like it's just I feel
I
very
just want
depleted
someone
already
to go to, so that we can start being like making the banners and making it like that's the brand 100% name that we're cheering
we're all
against.
Like on the same
when does
team
that happen
I mean basically the convention the DNC will be the convention will be I think in August maybe I think that's what sometime in the summer usually I think and that's when they like all vote and name officially name the nominee but by that point usually like it's down to like two or three people I think by that by the summer it'll just be Bernie Biden
and Elizabeth Warren
and Warren probably
Hi everybody Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live
Office Hours is great fun
with the great John Early and Theda Hamill
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
The thing that is most jealousy inducing is people that are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And so it's always just a reminder to do your own thing.
Yeah, totally. But you can, yeah, I get bogged down by my own jealousy.
I'm never like, oh, you were cast in this thing. Cause it's like, that's not something. It's more
I
like,
guess,
oh,
yeah,
you
I
get, made this thing.
I get jealous of people get, like, I get jealous of like friends booking like parts over me and stuff like that. I need to really work on that.
Yeah, booking things. But you also made a really cool thing.
No, yeah.
That you're going to reap the benefits of this
100%.
Year. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I hopefully that's my other big goal of the year is to sell my pilot. Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's called Bunny and Clyde. I made it with, I wrote it and Bridie Elliott directed it.
It looks and
it
feels
looks amazing.
And is so funny and you're so good
stars
in it.
Stars myself and Cole Scola and Shauna did the wardrobe.
It is so so good and such a win and also I'm so proud of you because I remember we were sitting in the treehouse and you were
person.
Just like talking about it
you like
and
you
like
kind
from
of
if you think about like
doing it. It
you know the speed of that is
totally.
Really actually quick
and I like used to make stuff all the time and not like wait around for things and just sort of like do it but at some point in the past like 4 years I guess I kind of like stopped doing that because
well it's wild because it really is a practice that like if you're in the rhythm of it then it's normal and easy and fun 100%. And cool but it's like the same thing as like me not doing stand-up for even like
yeah.
5 weeks it's
100%.
Like getting up last night was like what's this
yeah and it's just you
but
know
then it feels good and you're reminded it's like working out
yeah totally exactly
So for 4 years, you kind of like had a slower time.
I just like kind of like, oh, I can't come up with an idea. Oh, I wrote this, but it's not good. Oh, I just, maybe I'm not a writer. I should just act. Oh, maybe I'm not an actor. I should just write.
All the things that you're saying no to in 2020.
All the things. And now I finally made that thing and I feel very, very good about it.
Yeah. You must also, having gone through the process, feel like, guess
like,
who's
oh, right,
back.
I can do this. Yeah.
Back again.
Yeah, it's like, but I will say yes, I do feel that way, but I also feel, it also gives me a little bit of anxiety and fear where it's like, oh fuck, I did that. If nothing happens with that, will I be able to figure out how to do something again?
Of course.
But everybody has that feeling.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, but there is something to be said about like when you've
That's
done something and you're looking at it and you're like, oh, fuck, that was great. Can I do that again? Yeah.
It's the cost of doing business of actually creating is that what you create is in sometimes it becomes final and that's the final thing. And then the results of it are what they are.
Yeah. 100%.
but I feel like the results will be so goody-goody.
I feel like they'll be good. Yeah, I feel really, I feel in a good place about
it. I can't wait till people can see it.
Me too. It's called Bunny and Clyde.
Bunny and Clyde.
Hopefully it'll be on TV.
It's going to be on my TV.
It'll be on your TVs.
Okay. Now, when you made that,
yes,
because you wrote it and you star in it, yes, and I want to do that too.
Yes.
I want to write it. I want to star in it.
You didn't direct it.
No, I don't. I didn't do that.
You don't want to direct.
I would like to one day, maybe, but not. I don't feel like I have any idea. I would not have been able to do that myself. No.
And yeah, I was talking to Chelsea Peretti director about that, and she was like, "Just watch a masterclass."
Yeah.
Have you watched any masterclasses?
I did. I watched the Shonda Rhimes one. It was great.
Yeah.
That was about like developing and pitching a show.
What was the big takeaway from that one?
Give me a free.
It was just
little.
Like some. Most of it was like the sort of just like formatting a pitch and like how to hook people in from the beginning and how to like.
How do you hook people in from the beginning?
Like a,
my tits are crazy.
Yeah,
in a town
kind of like a, that was kind of
Atlanta,
it was like a big
the back roads
a big
wide
idea that leads into like the small details.
I have an ingrown toenail here.
A doctor moves back to the Midwest after a divorce.
Murder isn't out of the question.
I'd watch that show. Is that the show you're gonna start in?
Shit on my show.
You know, that's a real quote from my real life.
Shit on my show or shoe?
Here, this is how, this is perfect. I should sell this as a movie, but okay, this is a real story, okay?
Oh, all right.
I got shit on my show!
That's
is
the story.
One line in the story you're about to hear.
Oh, boy.
I had my first gig in the States opening for Russell Peters in Chicago. It is the eve of my 20th birthday. Okay. I feel incredible. Uh-huh. I don't realize that just because I flew into Appleton, Wisconsin to see my aunt who okay lives there, and then drove to Chicago to do the show, thought okay, I'll just meet, you know, took a return ticket from Appleton. You can't just meet your connecting flight. If you don't take the first flight, the whole thing's null and void.
You're screwed. Yeah.
Yeah. I found that out the hard way by showing up at the airport and like, null and void, ma'am. And so I had to, it was so expensive to book another flight and I had my birthday party to get to.
Sure.
So I took a
was in Toronto?
In Toronto. So I took a Greyhound bus from Chicago to Toronto and it was like seven legs.
I've never done it to there, but I've done a long Greyhound before and it's not fun.
I was in like Pawpaw, Michigan with like oof real tumbleweeds flying by.
Yeah.
And then on one of the legs, like this is something that I'm going to work on in 2020 and I feel like I've already been doing well with in the 19.
Traveling
in the
more?
Last quarter of 19. Travel. No, that I historically have been really bad at like if something crazy is happening I just stare at it, or like some psycho is like wants, you know, is like yelling, I look at them and then I'm the problem, then they like directed at me.
What do you think is the better way of handling that?
Don't
not
involve
not engaging
yourself. Yeah, I don't want, I don't need to like look at, you know, I mean, if I can help, then I can help, but I just have to stop thinking that I can help by just watching.
Yeah, it's like people who like slow down when there's a car accident on the side of the road.
I mean,
look,
everybody
like,
does that.
Totally, and that's never going to stop. Like, even when cars self-drive,
but
like the cars
like
themselves are going to like slow down to look. But like,
yes.
But
my instinct is like stop the car, get out of the car, stand and stare, and it's like not good.
Make an Insta video.
Yes.
Do a silly voice.
Crash my car because I'm jealous of the attention. So I was staring at this man who was muttering to himself and like he kept on drinking beers and then going to the bathroom. And then I remember he would come back out of the bathroom with a
so
Greyhound.
So far, so good.
out of the bathroom with a Greyhound and he'd have his suspenders down.
Yeah.
And then he one point came out of the bathroom and he goes, I got shit on my show.
No.
And then he was pacing back and forth in the bus being like, which one of you dirty motherfuckers put shit on the bathroom floor? I got shit on my shoe. And I was the only person that was looking at him.
And
then
thought
he
it was you
mad at me.
Was it you?
Well, that's
you'll that's have to, neither here nor
have,
there.
You'll have to buy the film to know the payoff, honey. But take a whiff of the air. That's also something you could do in the pitch, is like for that specific pitch, shit your pants in the room.
That is a
like,
great idea.
Does that answer the question?
Or shit on the floor in a way that they have stepped on it and then go, I have shit on my shoe. And then it's like, has anyone here ever had shit on their shoe? And then like, so you shit on the floor before they come in.
Yes.
So they stepped in it unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, have anybody here ever had shit on their shoe? And then everybody's like, like awkwardly laughs. And you're like, no, really? check your fucking shoes. And everybody checks their shoes and they all have shit on them.
And then they're like, we are in.
And they go, bought.
But
it will be on. It will be on
we
the lineup
think
tomorrow.
Think of this as a trilogy. But if you have had shit on your shoes, you know that as soon as you smush poo, ooh, it's activated.
Oh yeah,
it's much different smell. It's like, you know, when you press lavender between your fingers, it's like all of a sudden it comes alive.
It's kind of like so the complete the opposite smell. Of that. But yes. When you press lavender, really, it smells lovely. And
well,
when you smush poo poo,
growing
it
up,
bad.
My mom had this like Glade like lavender that was didn't really smell like lavender, but like yeah. this. So the beginnings
Glade.
Of my association with lavender was very poo based because I would always smell like kind of a hint of lavender mm-hmm. with a big hint of poo.
When I first, going back to jerking off, I used to jerk
yes,
off
please,
with my
finally.
Sister. When I switched to lotion in a hand, I switched, I would use my sister and I shared a bathroom and she had all this like Bath and Body Works lotion under the sink. And
ooh,
I would use
and you're like,
Country Apple Bath
well,
and
I have
Body
a
Works lotion.
Cherry cum?
Ugh. Anytime I smell like
what
scented Country Apple, like a apple scented candle or lotion, I think about like jerking off to like 17 magazine when I was a kid.
What pictures?
Well, just
Andrew
like
Keegan?
The well, like it would be like the summertime edition of it. It would be like swimsuit like hunks. But then I also would jerk off to like Broadway memorabilia programs that would have like all the full color photos of like
no.
hot dancers and stuff. And I would like jerk off to like pictures of the guy playing Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. Or there was one of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which has a lot of attractive men in it. So that was...
Hot
and I would
tips,
just leave them in the bathroom.
Hot tips, hot tips.
Ooh, that's
hot
a spicy
tips, folks.
Tip.
Okay, what's the lesson you learned in 2019?
The lesson I learned in 2019 is not to allow something that's disappointing to unravel your entire existence.
Good.
What about you?
Same.
Yeah. Like I didn't book a I booked a pilot and then it didn't get picked up. And but like when I booked the pilot, like I for like 2 months, all I could think about at any second of every day
yeah.
was whether or not this
what
is going
to
get
with
picked
all
up
the money?
And all the money and all the fame. And then it didn't get picked up. And then I was like devastated for like multiple months and didn't like and I just think about all the time I wasted in those months of feeling sorry for myself. And I think the better thing, you know, to do with rejection is, you know, to move ahead, but
the,
which is obvious.
The good
but,
thing to always do is to be working on something for yourself.
Yeah,
to
definitely.
Put the, and then you put the power in that. And then it's like Bunny and Clyde couldn't
yeah.
have happened if you yeah. were. And then you create the.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's hard. That's
let me
a hard
think of
lesson.
The real lesson 2019. I think I've been working on boundaries in mm-hmm. 2019 because
oh,
I'm very like Canadian friendly.
You definitely when
immigrants.
You're your friend, you're like a me your family and like a really in a wonderful way. But I would imagine that's a lot on your own heart and mind to like.
Yeah.
Let people in that easily? Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Well, not even necessarily. Like for me, it's not like everybody gets to come in. It's like when I choose you or like when you choose when we choose each other then we have this friendship but I guess I'm
are you asking to me to leave
yeah it's just been like 45
oh.
minutes and
oh,
it's like
I guess sorry I didn't
and also like just okay. splaying your legs
yeah well I, you told me to wear you told me to wear this skirt
yeah well it's very high up on your waist.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm wearing the pantyhose with no underwear underneath.
Yeah, and then that's all smashed together.
Yes, it's called a mashed potato.
I hope that you have abundance and that you share your abundance. I hope that you breathe.
Mm.
Breathing is a little hot tip.
I'm trying to breathe. I can't figure out how to meditate, though. It's hard.
You know what? Lucas Neff, who we all know
yeah,
and
love yeah.
he's on Carol's Second Act Thursdays at 9:30. He just got back from India and was with this guru. He went white water rafting with this
cool.
monk. And then...
Not Monk, the TV show.
He with a cast of Monk.
Tony Shalhoub.
He won a contest to go
white
rafting
in
India.
With Tony Shalhoub and the rest
Tony
of the cast
Shalhoub.
Of Monk? I mean, I'd take it. I just don't see Tony Shalhoub being great on a raft.
So Tony Shalhoub, the monk, told him after that treating like a good way to enter meditation is actually just doing like a minute, being like, can I do this for a minute? And knowing that thoughts are a part of it.
Yes.
It's not that you didn't meditate. If you had thoughts, you did. Everybody who meditates has thoughts.
Just slowing down for a second and breathing and actually that being present with your thoughts. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That you do like a minute at a time where you're like consciously just breathing and trying to make space in your mind. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, that's the real
I love you.
Thank you for joining this New Year special. That's probably coming out a couple years too late.
Happy 2022, everybody. Happy 2022. How you doing?
Hello?
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm doing terrible. I think Shauna's leaving me.
Why?
Shauna's leaving me and Wolfie doesn't love me anymore.
Okay, don't call me with these kind of
talk. Don't call you. If Shauna leaves me,
by the way,
consider you left me.
How did your dental appointment go?
Oh, my God. I fucking hate dentists. I hate it.
I think maybe
it's from both of you guys. Do you guys hate dentists, too? So bullshit.
I hate them. That has good teeth, but you have bad teeth. I remember when you were young already, you had bad teeth.
I mean, thanks for the shout out.
But big cavities in the molars. Anyways, I'm going for cleaning tomorrow morning, and I haven't gone for 2 years.
Oh, good luck.
I'm scared.
Good luck.
And I know that last time I went there, he said I should do a root canal on one of the teeth, and I didn't do it. So I don't know.
Mom, what are you talking about? You didn't do the root canal?
No, I didn't.
What are you, a badass? A little
because the tooth
gangster?
Wasn't bothering me anymore. And
oh, no, girl. It's only going to get more rotten. I mean, I guess if you're going root canal, it's like there's nothing to salvage.
I don't have a cavity. The root canal is on a tooth that I have crown on. So I don't know if they have to destroy the crown and then redo the crown. I hate it. I'm very sensitive in my mouth. I can take a lot of pain, but not in my mouth. You know, even the cleaning sometimes hurts me.
I hate it so much. You know what I hate? I hate how your baby's up and he's crying. Uh-huh. Oh no, baby. Oh no, you baby. Do you want to cry to the phone to Gogo?
Yeah. Guess who's on the phone?
Did you have
Gogo?
A beam?
Yeah. No. Can you say hi, Gogo?
What's wrong with you, baby?
Wolfie.
He can't hear you. He's just having.
Oh, does he still want the bed for his soul, Dina?
I'm
gonna make some bed sheets and a little pillow.
He definitely does, but he's definitely.
We'll make it out of some kind of a box.
Okay, awesome.
That's what we'll do.
I can't wait to see this doll bed. And also, you've got to get a root canal. And also, what I hate about the dentist is that they'll come in the room and then they'll leave and then they'll be back and then for those procedures, it's just like. Just have me in and then out. Like, don't, like, when I came to get the crown put in, they pieced, because I had to get this partial crown, they pieced it onto my mouth and then left for, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I've got all these, like, little puzzle pieces in my mouth that I could swallow. Like, let's get this going. Mm-hmm. Then when I asked how long it would be, they said half an hour. And then, you know, it's not half an hour. I just, it's like, it makes me anxious, like, sitting there with my, this hole in my mouth open.
Yeah. For sure, the teeth is not a good invention.
Teeth are not a good invention.
More permanent. You know,
are you listening, Lord?
If you rip out a fingernail, it grows back.
Do you think that there's a God, Mom?
Why can't we have something like that with a teeth?
Do you think there's a God?
I don't know. Not the way people think, for sure.
Yeah, it's not like a big old
man. If there were a God who knows we're doing every minute of our life, he wouldn't let, innocent children suffer. You know?
I know, but
innocent
sometimes I think also we're computer programmed. It's a computer program. I think that technology and existence is more blended than we think.
Nah, I don't know. For sure I don't believe in the God that the people do, you know, how people believe in it.
What do you believe in?
I don't know. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. I mean, why do we live if there's nothing there? What's the reason for us to live? You know, maybe it's more
to be
spiritual
gay?
Than... Huh?
To be homosexuals?
No, No, spiritual, I'm saying. Maybe it's something more spiritual, you know. I don't know. I can't give you an answer because I don't know the answer.
I think the answer is to feel connected and love, and that's the best thing that we can do. And all the answers are probably along that.
And also, for me, I think the best thing you can, the happiest you can be is if you're grateful for what you have and share whatever you have with the people, whatever you can share, it doesn't have to be a lot. Whatever you have.
Some paneer, some cactus recipes.
You can just share kindness, you know. Like today, Dad had to go to Costco to renew his prescriptions. And then, you know, today is a zoo up there. And then he decided to pick up some chicken, one package of chicken. He went to big lineup and he went to the guy in the front and, you know, almost in the front and asked him if you can just pay for that, because they don't have a line for people
Express.
Who just buy one or two things. And he said, sure. And then, you know, this woman behind, a few of things behind, came and screamed at him.
At Dad?
Oh, you have to ask everybody in the line.
Oh,
yes,
go fuck yourself.
You can't just come. You have to, you know, like, what would it have been to her? It would have taken him less than a minute to pay, and she would
and
have
everyone's
done somebody
buying,
a favor.
Yeah, that's really...
You know?
I mean, I wish that I could talk to
you
that
know?
Woman.
Yeah.
And tell her about that.
I've got to go. I promised Judy. Oh, it's 5:00. I have to go, Bina. Okay?
All right. Cool, girl. I love you.
Okay, okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.